Warren Huntley there with a look at Werribee and Flemington. Rob Nicholson joins me in the studio now, and he's been casting his watchful eye over Caulfield. Welcome, Rob. We're going to kick off with the Mar and Eustace stable at Caulfield, and things have been going really well for that stable of late.
They sure have, Trent, and it was very impressive work this morning by what is going to be a debutante for the Mar and Eustace team, in a horse called Three Legs In. It's a very nice colt, and Dave Eustace was very pleased this morning after the horse galloped stylishly over 600 metres on the steeple grass in 38 and then improved home his last 400 to run home in 25. Wasn't pushed too hard, obviously, with he's having his first race on the weekend, but all impressions from Dave were that the horse is working very nicely indeed, and should be very competitive on the weekend. They've also got Nantali nominated to run on Saturday, and is set to resume. She'll go around in the fillies and mares benchmark 84 handicap over the 1100 metres. She went out to Stony Creek this morning for a gallop, and look, they're very pleased with the way the horse has come along. Is in fairly good condition, and the gallop was very impressive, apparently. The only concern for Dave this morning was that the 1100 metres might be a touch short for the horse, and aside from that, you would expect her to be much improved second or third up. Other horses from the Mar and Eustace team include Aloysia and Wall of Fire. Aloysia's heading to Sydney, as is Wall of Fire. They're going to go around in the Villiers, Group 2 level as Aloysia, and Wall of Fire in the Christmas Cup. If it's wet, it'll certainly play into the hands of Wall of Fire, who's been working extremely well. And Aloysia's been ticking over quite nicely in preparation to run up there in Sydney. They also galloped at Stony Creek, and Dave was pretty bullish about Wall of Fire if it gets up there in what is expected to be some wet conditions. He thinks the horse will be very competitive. Aside from those, on Friday night, Sheriff John Stone, Omo Rose, also going to go around. Sheriff John Stone has to carry a big weight. He worked nicely over 800 metres this morning on the steeple grass in Evans. Really improved his last 200 running home in 11.8, which was quite sharp, and should be competitive. While Omo Rose was very nice on in her work, going over 800 metres and really improving the last 400 to come home in 23.5, Trent.
Mick Price had quite a few go around, including the Smart Masculino.
Yes, and Masculino went around with Lockie King aboard, who's been riding exceptionally well lately, and he got around for a gallop this morning aboard Masculino, who gets out to a distance that probably suits him better over the 1700. He's been a little bit disappointing in his two runs, but they probably haven't been the distances that he likes. He gets out to the 1700, and he worked 1200 on the steeple grass this morning in Evens, and ran home quite nicely his last 400, just a tick over 25.25, so wasn't asked to do a great deal, but more giving Lockie King a feel for the horse, who'll ride on Saturday. And you'd expect when he went on to his rich vein of form last preparation, it was his third run that he really got into his work. So you would hope that he'd run very well on Saturday when he goes around in the benchmark 84 handicap. Aside from those, he's got single crown making its debut in the opening race on the card, the two-year-old plate, and it worked nicely over 600 metres this morning in Evens, and improved from the last 400 metre marker, running home in 24.86. He's got Blue Earth going around in the Super Vobis three-year-old benchmark 70 handicap over the 1400. It was a nice gallop last start, and you'd expect it to be very competitive. It just had a quiet morning going around on the ASAN, just a canter there. Other than that, Mastering is going to go around Friday night, as is Okotox, and Okotox worked 1200 on the steeple grass, improved home very nicely, coming home in a tick over 24.5, while Mastering looked impressive, just going the 800 in Evens and sharpened up to run home a pretty good final 400 of 24.64. Looks in good order and worked very well last week in company with Wall of Fire. Mick's also got another horse going around up in Sydney, Touch of Paradise. it'll go around in the Inglis Nursery, and it's up in Sydney and worked up there. Michael Walker will take the ride on Saturday, and they're fairly bullish that the Touch of Paradise will make an impressive debut.
We're a bit under the cosh for time here, so just briefly, the best few for Lloyd Kennewell.
Best few, Mahas Angel and Bad Wolf, both nominated to run on Saturday. They worked together quite nicely. Both in very good form, Mahas Angel winning last start and Bad Wolf running second. They ran home their last 400 in 24.20, and I would suggest both of those horses would go well. Henry Dwyer's got Peace Brother. It worked very nicely. And it runs around on Saturday. It worked over 1,000 metres in a sharp 1:04.25, home in 23.66, so you'd expect it to run well. Clinton McDonald's got Honey Esprit and Never Again going around on Saturday. Honey Esprit worked very nicely with Biz with Clint, who'll run around Friday night. They ran 51.17, home in 23.62, and Never Again worked with Costello, who is going to go around on Friday night also, and they ran 50.64, which was a bit quicker than Honey Esprit, and came home in just a tick over 23.5. So going very well, both of those horses. Colin Little's got his last start winner, Pico, going around on Friday night. It worked 1,000 metres in 1:09, home in 24. And John Salanutri's got Gangeeka resuming, lining up tomorrow, but he's decided to run on Friday night instead. They'll run the horse, and it ran 800 metres in evens on Monday morning, and very pleased with the way the horse is going, only lightly raced, and should run well. Brendan McCarthy's got Oso Rewarding going around. He ran very nicely this morning, over 800 in 51.14. His last 400 in a solid 23.8. And you'd expect with his race experience will be certainly keen to salute the judge first. Down the straight will certainly be interesting, and hopefully he can acclimatise well and lead him a merry dance. While other runners are Andrew Noblett's Spring Tycoon and Matt Lindsay's Magnesium Rose. Spring Tycoon worked 1,000, came home the last 425.5, had a trial last week, and Andrew Noblett's very happy with Spring Tycoon, while Matt Lindsay was delighted with the third of Magnesium Rose when resuming last start, and the horse went over 1,000 metres in evens and cruised home the last 425 this morning, Trent, and looks a picture this morning and should go very well again on Friday night.
Which are the few that most caught your eye?
I definitely like the look of Three Legs In. It's a nice type. I think that you can do well with Mahas Angel and also Bad Wolf for Lloyd Kennewell. I think Mascolino can bounce back to form, and Peace Brothers, one that you should have a little look at on his work this morning, maybe an each-way bet. Aside from those, Friday night Pico for Colin Little, I think you can have a little bit on Magnesium Rose on Friday night. And also with the Maren Eustace stable, I'd certainly keep an eye on Wall of Fire if it's wet in Sydney. And Aloysia up in Sydney could be one that you can have a look at in a fairly high-class race of Group 2 Villiers.
Nice work, Rob. Well done. Thanks.